Okay. The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that 30 days before the Chag of Pesach, you have to start learning the halachas of Pesach. You have to start asking. You have to start asking the question. You have to start learning out the dinim. From which we can learn from that is that everything in life needs to have some level of hachana. Now we can't do anything if we don't prepare. And the Gemara also talks about in the end of Megillah that with every holiday, you have to talk about the holiday on the actual holiday itself. So that's what we do on Purim. That's what we do on Pesach, you know, Chanukah, etc. So the question is, why do we do this? Why do we have to learn out before? Why do we have to learn out 30 days before? Or even a day before? What do we learn out before? So the simple answer could be, you know, imagine you get the Sukkos. You're in Sukkos. You're in Shul and Sukkos. And all of a sudden, you don't have Dalad Minim. You don't have Dalad Minim. Why do you have Dalad Minim? Because you didn't know there's such a thing. Or on Pesach, you know, you invite, you know, Noah ends up being stuck. He's out in the army. And John, I invite you guys over for Pesach. And I say to you guys, you're like, wow, this tea tastes really good. What is this? I'm like, you know, this is bread. This is mizonos. This is chametz gomor. And you know, they're shot a Beck guy. They're like, what? What are you doing? You know, we're gonna get curries. What's wrong with you? I didn't know you're not allowed to have chametz on Pesach. Who knew? So obviously, we need to learn before. And when there's so much going on in the chagim, we need to learn before. It wouldn't make sense not to. And a lot of times you have that. You'll have it like when you're learning Hilchos Shema, or you're learning Hilchos Brachos, or Hilchos Tzitzis. So all of a sudden, it takes on a whole new meaning. It takes on, you know, Sam. You know, you don't think so much about Brachos, but when you're learning Brachos, it takes on a whole new meaning. So it's the preparation of the day itself. It's what makes each Chag so special. Because if we went into every Chag, you go into Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Chanukah, Purim, Pesach, Shavuos, you know, and whatever other, like, you know, more Derabanan Chagim than Chanukah and Purim, you know, all those. If you don't do any preparation for them and you just come into them, there's nothing to them. But it's the preparation which makes the Chag special. When we leave Sukkot, when we spent those days, those 7 days in the Sukkah, the 7 days with our Dalad Minim, or really six, because you don't use it on Shabbos, the 6 days with our Dalad Minim, and the 2-3 weeks before where we were going Dalad Minim shopping, we were delving into it, is what makes it so special. You know, it's when we learned Megillas Esther before Purim, when we spent time, you know, asking Rasiv, asking Rajake, asking whoever, all our Shailas on Purim is what made it special. You know, you just go in and, okay, you know, you do Megillah, and I see it, and I saw it with my children, and they do it very, very well here in the, you know, my wife and I were walking out, I don't know, maybe it was Tanis Esther, maybe it was before, we were walking, like, they're just banging, glaring out the song, the Purim songs. They do it well here. They really, really do preparation for the Chag, which makes the Chag itself a lot more special. And last year, one of the hardest things, I mean, a lot of things have been difficult the last year, but for me, it was very hard that my kids did not have gone before Pesach, because they literally, they come into Purim, they know everything that's flying. They didn't know a thing about Pesach. They literally didn't have a clue. Matzah, what's matzah? Potato, what's potato? Mar, they didn't know anything about the Chag. If you're Hashem this year, you know, there will be no bidud for them, and they'll be in the whole time, and they're going to know a lot about the holiday, and it adds a lot of specialness. But I think what happens after, because we do so much preparation for the Chag, we ask our questions, we mentally prepare, we halachically prepare, we spiritually prepare. Post facto, we're able to take something, because if everything's a one-day experience, We're gonna leave with nothing. We're gonna leave literally with nothing. We're not different people. You know, when we leave Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's not only Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Oh, it's so nice to leave a Torah. Did you hear of Kol Asher Ramara Cohen? It was unbelievable. And Ramos Yichah before Neil was so unbelievable. It doesn't happen because, you know, think in your life, there may have been a time in your life where maybe Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur weren't the most enjoyable days. And, you know, you just like, oh, thank God, there's only 39 pages left, divided by 2, because the art scroll, there's only 19 pages left of Chazar HaShas. You know, it wasn't so enjoyable. But why is it now? Why does it stick with you? Why does it stay with you after? Because you prepared. Because you had Elul, you had a Saras Yemei Tshuva, because there's preparation, and then it sticks with us after. And I think a lot of this is about, I think Purim is more so than any other Chag, because on every, there's no superficial to Pesach. I ate a lot of matzah. Like, what's the, I'm like, mach, we did the grub. Like, you know, I just ate it because it's chavis. I kissed the matzah. Like, there's not so much superficial. You know, Chanukah, when I looked at the candles for, you know, 2 hours while I was in my living room anyway. Like, Purim is like the one holiday where you can really, it can really be a very superficial, it can be very real, but it can also be a very, very superficial experience. And I think Purim is a one holiday where it really is, you look post facto, where you're able to grade yourself. Like, was my Purim really real? Like, what I did on Purim, when I was at Rav Jake and I was singing and I was saying, picking the devil. When I was thinking, I was saying, you know, making all these kabbalahs, like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm gonna be that. I'm going to be great. And, like, and really, like, literally up in Shemai. I remember once when I was in YU, I went to, it may have even been Mrs. Zlotnick's husband's apartment. I don't remember. But someone's apartment for a student, and they happened to have, you know, they don't have closets so much in America, in Israel. It's not so common. You remember, like, in America, like, out of my parents' house, there's like, I don't know, tons and tons of closets. It's not so common here. But they had a Hispotidus closet. Everyone during the pseudo like went in there for like 10 minutes by themselves and we're just contemplating, we're just thinking about how to be closer to Hashem. And obviously those 10 minutes will be very spiritual. And you could leave and it could literally be nothing. Like you could just be a fool who spent 10 minutes in a closet as opposed to, you know, anything else in the world. But what do we do with it after? What do we take with it after? And there's definitely years that I can think in my life that Pesach was, going into Pesach was at a much different place, a much higher level, because I really took with me what I got from Purim. I really took the experience of Purim and took it to the next level. And the greatness of, I saw a little bit of Rakhansh here and a few of the guys setting up for Charnosh here. So I didn't see so much that was going on here in Purim, but I know from, you know, past years here, people are really at an amazing, amazing, amazing madrega. Really, really an amazing level. But what is it? What is it? What are we taking with it? What are we really doing with it? Like, you know, we have to all go back into our mind. And Purim this year, you know, it was a 72-hour yontiv as opposed to, you know, the general 24 hours. But what are we taking from our time, from our experiences past Purim to making it something that's going to stick with us for the rest of our lives? Like, what Kabbalah is something that, something I'm going to take upon myself that, you know, I was, you know, when I'm at a level like that, whatever, I mean, maybe if you weren't at that level, okay, fine, but assuming we're all at a great level, when I'm at a level like that, it has to be, whatever I'm living my life, the trajectory of my life is not it's not the trajectory that I want to be doing. I want, meaning not that we're doing badly, Chas v'Shalom, you're all doing great, but we could all be doing better. We could all be reaching greater and greater heights. And what is it? What is it I'm going to take upon myself that, no, it wasn't just a day where, you know, I'm able to down two and a half bottles of wine and it's normal. And, you know, I'm able to be silly. I'm able to ask questions that, you know, I might think are funny in the received chat, you know, or posting stickers, which, you know, I don't care for these sticker posts, but okay. You know, people are posting tons and tons of stickers. We need Noah Miller back when he wants stickers. He's a sticker master. I didn't know what a sticker was before him. You know, and we're doing things like that, but, you know, there's got to be more than that. It's not just, one funny question I ask, but what, Purim is a real, you know, we talked last week about the importance of tefillah during Purim. Purim obviously has great, great heights, and the heights of Purim is not, like everything in life, it's not about that day. And I think as your Shana Bet experience is approaching the end, it's a real reflective time about to realize that it's not just one year. It's not just one, it's not just one day. Now, I happen to, if I was going to start a yeshiva, it's going to be recorded, you know, I would probably take the Rashamei Mahalach. I would really, especially when coming from the backgrounds where we come from, where, you know, you come here and, you know, we don't know how to learn. We barely know how to read, but we don't know how to learn. I wouldn't take an Ian approach. I'm not so into that. Like, what are you, how many ritvas are we really remembering? But I think the value of it is that it shows us that we can reach greater heights. You know, when you take the Bahia's approach, would be smarter, but it definitely limits what we're able to do. And as we reflect back on our time here, and our time in the last 2 years in yeshiva, everything here has really just been has been a building block for what our lives can become and what we can make of our lives. And the pinnacle of that is Purim, when you're really able to see yourself at heights that you never knew were possible. And you know, we don't have to do anything extreme. I mean, okay, some people here do things that are extreme, but you know, we don't have to stand do things that are extreme. But what you definitely have to do is you have to have ideas of what is it that I want what I want to accomplish in my life. And you know, I went to the last couple of weeks. I went through Kanshir, I went through Charnoshir, and I asked questions to them before. I happened to not know any of their names, so it was a good way to know their names. But I asked questions, and one of the questions I don't ask them all the same question. I have like 5-6 different questions. Did I say this?
No.
I told you. So one of them I asked them is when they're finishing shots. And, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting their answers. But a lot of the point of these questions, like, could I care less when they're finishing shots? I don't really care less when they're finishing shots. But it's putting ideas. It's putting ideas in their head and putting ideas in what it is that we're able to accomplish and how we are able to reach, these great levels. I know people who what they are today is because of Purim. But you know, if we're being honest with ourselves, I don't really believe they are what they are today because of Purim, because of that one day where you know they were able to have you know some rabbi's wife clean up their vomit. I don't think that's why they are. I don't think it's because they said this to our Torah and that to our Torah, but it's because they realize what they can be. They realize what they potentially can be. And for each of us to take that out of Purim. I mean, from everyone I spoke to, it seemed like Purim was great. I had a great Purim. It seemed like everyone in Yeshiva, good Purim. It seemed like everyone I spoke to had an incredible Purim. But it needs to be more. It needs to be more. It'd be, as we said before, it'd be the same thing. Like we're not going to learn Hilchos Tzitzis to be like, oh, I'm not going to actually wear tzitzis. Like what would be the point of that? So from the same thing, we didn't just have this day of incredible, I don't know if Jake still, he used to record the Purim Sudas. I don't know if he still does it. But he used to have like chizik for himself to like be like, look where everyone, and maybe I sent it to you guys, like to know this is where you were, to understand that, you know, you were at a great level and there's only rising. Like, you know, we're always in everything we're doing in life, we're trying to go up. And I think that's a very, and we'll talk a little more about that next week. That's a very important message to take out of when you're leaving Shana Bet, that it's not, oh, I reached my height or I had a successful 2 years. And again, it doesn't have to be done in extreme ways, but every day of life is a day that we're looking to do more. We're looking to accomplish more. We're looking, you know, as the Mashua said with the person who wants to get to davening earlier, like you do it a minute a day. Like, you don't do 3 hours in one day. That's called being extremist. And 99.9% of people are going to flop in a big way if they do that. But you do a minute a day, you know, steady and slow growth are what's able to lead to the ultimate and the most incredible of growth. So, Mirz Hashem, each and every one of you, whatever your experience was on Purim, hopefully a very, very, very uplifting experience. But it's gonna be even to the umpteenth degree, because something out of that day I'm gonna take with myself and be like, you know, I was at this point and I realized myself finishing shas, finishing Shulchan Aruch, doing, you know, hours and hours of chesed, you know, making my life devoted towards other people. It's definitely within my cards and something that I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Shkayach.